Birds. You can find about 250 species of birds here. The nearest railway station is in Gurgaon, 15 kilometers. The nearest airport is Indira Gandhi International Airport, Delhi, 35 kilometers. Panipat. It is a historical location in Haryana. It has witnessed many major battles, which were instrumental in changing the history of India. The nearest railway station is Panipat Junction, 5 kilometers. The nearest airport is Indira Gandhi International Airport, Delhi, 106 kilometers. Himachal Pradesh. The best season to visit is in the summer. The must-see destinations are Kullu. It truly stands with the synonym Valley of the Gods. You can find many pilgrimage centers for Hindus, Sikhs, and Buddhists. The serene beauty of the location attracts tourists. The nearest railway station is in Jaginder-Nagar, 125 kilometers. The nearest airport is in Buntar, 10 kilometers. Manali. It is one of the finest high-altitude resort centers. Tourists can go paragliding, trekking, skiing, etc. The nearest railway station is in Jaginder-Nagar, 162 kilometers. Chamba Central Park. It is an ideal place for natural lovers. The nearest railway station is in Pathankot, 120 kilometers. The nearest airport is in Dharamshala, 32 kilometers. Dal Lake in Dharamsala. It is a beautiful holiday destination, especially for your honeymoon. The nearest railway station is in Pathankot, 85 kilometers. The nearest airport is in Gagal, 13 kilometers. Jammu and Kashmir. The best season to visit is March through November. The must-see places are Leh, an ideal destination for an adventure tour. It was the capital of Ladakh Kingdom and attracts lots of tourists. You can find many monasteries, old ruined palaces, etc. The nearest railway station is in Udhampur, 262 kilometers. The nearest airport is Kushok Bakula Rinpoche, 2.5 kilometers. Rajari. In Rajari, you can find many historically significant locations. The nearest railway station is Jammu Tawi, 150 kilometers. The nearest airport is Satwari Airport, 154 kilometers. Gulmarg. It is one of the finest hill stations in India. It is part of the Baramulla district. The nearest railway station is in Jammu, 290 kilometers. The nearest airport is in Srinagar, 56 kilometers. Udhampur. You can find many Hindu temples here. And it is the halting station for tourists and pilgrims visiting Vaishno Mata Temple. The nearest railway station is Udhampur. The nearest airport is in Jammu, 72 kilometers. Kathua. It is a beautiful location for an adventure tour and trekking. Further, you can find many Hindu temples. The nearest railway station is in Kathua, 4 kilometers. The nearest airport is in Jammu, 85 kilometers. Jharkhand. The best season to visit is October to February. Famous locations to visit are Hundra Falls. For nature lovers, it is one of the best places to visit. The water is falling from a height of 98 meters. The nearest railway station is in Miri, 21 kilometers. The nearest airport is in Sonari, 87 kilometers. Jonha Falls. This is a magnificent waterfall, located in Ranchi district. The falls have a height of 43 meters. The nearest railway station is in Jonha, 1.5 kilometers. The nearest airport is in Ranchi, 45.5 kilometers. Panchga Falls. This is the third most important tourist destination in Jharkhand. The nearest railway station is in Ranchi, 45 kilometers. The nearest airport is in Sonari, 94 kilometers. Jamshedpur. It is a fast-developing city, famous as Steel City. The nearest railway station is Tata Nagar, 4 kilometers. The nearest airport is Sonari Airport, 3 kilometers. Jayanti Sarovar. Located in the heart of Jamshedpur, it is a great recreation center. The nearest railway station is Jamshedpur, 7 kilometers. The nearest airport is Sonari Airport, 3 kilometers. Hazaribagh Wildlife Sanctuary. Spread about 184 square kilometers, it is one of the best wildlife sanctuaries located 89 kilometers north of Ranchi. You can find many wild species, such as tigers, leopards, wild boars, panthers, black bears, hyenas, and much more. The nearest railway station is in Kodima, 59 kilometers. The nearest airport is in Ranchi, 91 kilometers. Kerala. The best season to visit is in September to March and from June to August for Ayurveda treatments. The must-visit destinations are Manar. Manar is a hill station and resort for relaxation, hiking, etc. It is located in Idukki district, 1,600 meters above sea level. The nearest railway station is in Aluva, 110 kilometers. The nearest airport is in Cochin, 110 kilometers. Kumarakam. It is a resort center on the banks of Vembanad Lake, the largest backwater lake located at Kottayam district. Kumarakam Bird Sanctuary is a temporary halt place for migratory birds, and it possesses a large variety of flora and fauna. The nearest railway station is in Kottayam, 16 kilometers. The nearest airport is in Cochin, 85 kilometers. Alepi Backwater. Houseboat touring is the famous attraction here. The nearest railway station is in Alapuzha. The nearest airport is in Cochin, 40 kilometers. Tekadi. Tekadi is in Idukki district, and the Periyar Wildlife Sanctuary is part of Tekadi. Spread over 777 square kilometers, you can find herds of elephants and different kinds of wild animals. Tekadi boat tours are also a good option for tourists. The nearest railway station is in Kottayam, 114 kilometers. The nearest airport is in Cochin, 114 kilometers. Kovalam. It is a beach town part of Tiruvandapuram district and world famous for beach recreations. The nearest railway station is Trivandrum Central, 16 kilometers. The nearest airport is in Trivandrum, 15 kilometers. Madhya Pradesh. The best season to visit is during the winter and summer. The most popular destinations are Orcha Fort. It is a 16th century fort complex that includes palaces, forts, temples, etc. The nearest railway station is Jhansi Junction, 14 kilometers. The nearest airport is Khajuraho, 141 kilometers. Rajamahal. Located in the Tikamgarh district, this was the royal residence of former rulers and is embellished with expensive decorations. The nearest railway station is Jhansi Junction, 13 kilometers. The nearest airport is Khajuraho, 141 kilometers. Khajuraho Temples. Located about 175 kilometers away from Jhansi, it is a cluster of Hindu and Jain temples with lots of sculptural works. It is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. The nearest railway station is in Khajuraho, 6 kilometers. The nearest airport is in Khajuraho, 3.2 kilometers. Kanha National Park. It is a famous tiger reserve park and habitat for many wild species. Tourists can have guided jeep safaris in the park. The nearest railway station is in Gandia, 145 kilometers, and Jabalpur, 165 kilometers. The nearest airport is in Jabalpur, 160 kilometers. Panna National Park. Spread over 543 square kilometers, it is one of the finest wildlife resorts in India. It is a habitat for tigers, chinkara, sambar, wolves, and much more. It is situated about 57 kilometers from Khajuraho. The nearest railway station is in Ranjanagar, 32 kilometers. The nearest airport is in Khajuraho, 37 kilometers. Ujjain. Ujjain is the spiritual center of Hinduism and located on the banks of Shipra River. It has many temples and its history goes back to 600 BC. The nearest railway station is Ujjain Junction. The nearest airport is Devi Ahilyabai Holkar Airport, Indore, 55 kilometers. Bhimbetka Caves. Located in Raisin District, it has a lot of archaeological importance. You can find prehistoric art forms in the caves. The nearest railway station is in Hoshangabad, 23 kilometers. The nearest airport is Raja Bhoj Airport in Bhopal, 47 kilometers. Gwalior. This city is popular for temples and palaces. The nearest railway station is in Gwalior. The nearest airport is Rajmata Vijaya Rajay Scindia Airport in Gwalior, 10 kilometers. Maharashtra. The best season to visit is September to June. The must-see destinations in Maharashtra are the Indian Gateway in Mumbai, It is a famous tourist attraction center built to welcome King George V and Queen Mary in 1924. The Indo-Saracenic construction started the project in March 1911 and completed it in 1924. The nearest railway station is Chhatrapati Shivaji Terminus. The nearest airport is Chhatrapati Shivaji International Airport, 28.3 kilometers. Siddhivinayak Temple in Mumbai. It is a Hindu religious temple dedicated to Lord Sri Ganesh, built during 1801 with a lot of sculpture works. The nearest railway station is in Dadar, 1 kilometer. The nearest airport is Chhatrapati Shivaji International Airport, 7 kilometers. Ellora and Ajanti Caves. These are rock-cut caves rich with rock-cut sculptures and paintings, located in Aurangabad. The artworks do have the influence of Hindu and Buddha cultures. The nearest railway station is in Jalgaon, 53 kilometers. The nearest airport is in Aurangabad, 15 kilometers. Mahabaleshwar Hill Station. It is one of the finest hill stations located in the western Ghats of Maharashtra. The nearest railway station is in Pune, 60 kilometers. The nearest airport is in Pune, 120 kilometers. Marine Drive. It is a beautiful six-lane beach road with a promenade facing the Arabian Sea in a C-curve shape, located in South Mumbai. The nearest railway station is in Marine Lanes. The nearest airport is Chhatrapati Shivaji International Airport, 16 kilometers. Lohagad Fort, located northwest of Pune, is one of the popular hill forts in Maharashtra. It is a protected structure. The nearest railway station is in Lonavala, 9 kilometers. The nearest airport is Chhatrapati Shivaji International Airport, 76 kilometers. Manipur. The best season to visit is October to mid-May. The famous tourist places include Kangla Fort. Kangla was the capital of the Manipur Kingdom, and Kangla Fort is located on the banks of Imphal River. It was the bastion of Manipur rulers. The nearest railway station is in Dimapur, Nagaland, 215 kilometers. The nearest airport is in Dimapur, 120 kilometers. War Cemetery in Imphal. The cemetery is the final resting place for 1,600 Second World War heroes. Located in the capital of Manipur, many tourists visit this place for paying homage to the brave soldiers. The nearest railway station is in Kohima, 135 kilometers. The nearest airport is Imphal International Airport, 10 kilometers. Kabul Lamjao National Park. It is a floating park, only one of its kind in the world, located in Bishnupur District, and it spreads about 40 square kilometers. The nearest airport is in Imphal, 53 kilometers. The nearest railway station is in Dimapur, 215 kilometers. Manipur State Museum. The museum preserves ancient Manipur relics. Tourists can see ancient paintings, natural history, archaeology, ethnology, and many significant artifacts. The nearest railway station is in Dimapur, Nagaland, 215 kilometers. The nearest airport is in Dimapur, Nagaland, 120 kilometers. Sri Govindaji Temple. This is the most popular and the largest Hindu temple located in Imphal. The main deity is Lord Govindaji. The nearest railway station is in Dimapur, Nagaland. The nearest airport is Imphal International Airport. Laktak Lake. It is the largest freshwater lake in the world. The nearest railway station is in Dimapur, 32 kilometers. The nearest airport is in Imphal, 8 kilometers. Meghalaya. The best season to visit is all throughout the year. The famous tourist locations are Elephant Falls. It is a two-tier waterfall formed by three rivers and one of the major tourist centers in Shillong, Meghalaya. The nearest railway station is in Guwahati, 105 kilometers. The nearest airport is Lokpriya Gopinath Bordoloi International Airport in Guwahati, 67 kilometers. Shillong Peak. The peak is 1,965 meters above sea level, and it is the highest point in Meghalaya. It is beautiful, greenish, and mesmerizing. The nearest railway station is Guwahati, 104 kilometers. The nearest airport is Umroi, 30 kilometers. Lady Haidari Park. The park is a popular tourist attraction. It consists of a small zoo and different types of flowers and plants. The nearest railway station is in Guwahati, 176 kilometers, and the nearest airport is Lokpriya Gopinath Bordoloi International Airport in Guwahati, 66 kilometers. Ward's Lake. It is an artificial lake with a lot of ornamental fish. The nearest railway station is in Guwahati, 105 kilometers. The nearest airport is in Umroi, 31 kilometers. Mali Nong Cleanest Village. Cleanliness is the hallmark of this village, and in 2003 it bagged the cleanest village in Asia by Discover India magazine. All villagers take part in the cleaning effort, and strict control is maintained for cleanliness. Nobody smokes here or uses plastic bags. The nearest railway station is Guwahati, 120 kilometers. The nearest airport is Shillong, 118 kilometers. Cherrapunji Eco Park. The Eco Park is a natural wonder. The view of green canyons, clean water streams, and waterfalls are some of the highlighted elements, along with various varieties of orchids gives you a splendid experience. The nearest railway station is Guwahati, 104 kilometers. The nearest airport is Umroi, Shillong, 35 kilometers. Mizoram. The best time to visit is October to April. The must-visit destinations are Dertlang Hills. It is located on the north side of Aizawl, and from the top of the hill station, you can have the panoramic view of the Aizawl city. The nearest railway station is Manu Tripura, 71 kilometers. The nearest airport is Aizawl, 32 kilometers. Phong Phoai. Bordering with Myanmar, Phong Phoai is one of the highest peak hill stations in Mizoram. The nearest railway station is Silchar Assam, 180 kilometers. The nearest airport is Leng Phoai, Aizawl, 67 kilometers. Mizoram State Museum. The museum has a lot of collections, subjects related to archaeology, natural history, ethnology, anthropology, textiles, etc. The nearest railway station is Bairabi, 130 kilometers. The nearest airport is Silchar, 133 kilometers. Solomon's Temple. It is a holy church built in the year 1984. The nearest railway station is in Bairabi, 115 kilometers. The nearest airport is in Silchar, 134 kilometers. Lengtang Wildlife Sanctuary. Spread over 60 square kilometers, Lengtang Wildlife Sanctuary is a protected area home to many wildlife species, such as tiger, leopard, gray peacock, hulock gibbon, goral, dark-rumped swift gray sibia, and many more. The nearest railway station is Silchar, 185 kilometers. The nearest airport is Aizawl, Mizoram, 293.7 kilometers. Nagaland. The best season to visit is October to May. The top tourist destinations are Intaki Wildlife Sanctuary. Located in the deep forest area of Paran District, this wildlife park is the habitat for many wild animal species, such as the tiger, golden langur, sloth bear, hulock gibbon, palm civets, and much more. The nearest railway station is in Dimapur, 40 kilometers. The nearest airport is in Dimapur, 37 kilometers. Kohima Zoo. It is a natural zoo, developed on the shallow side of a hill. You can find many endangered wild animals here. The nearest railway station is in Dimapur, 45 kilometers. The nearest airport is in Dimapur, 40 kilometers. Dizefe Craft Village. In this craft village, you can find indigenous woodworks, bamboo, and cane works of Nagas. The nearest railway station is less than 1 kilometer. The nearest airport is 5 kilometers. Naga Heritage Village. The village is an excellent location to understand the tradition and culture of the Nagamese. The nearest railway station is in Dimapur, 12 kilometers. The nearest airport is in Dimapur, 74 kilometers. Kohima Museum. Visiting Kohima Museum will let you have some keynote information about Nagamese culture, attire, artifacts, and various intriguing facts about the indigenous tribal lifestyle. The nearest railway station is in Dimapur, 44 kilometers. The nearest airport is in Dimapur, 39 kilometers. Tufima Village. It is a typical Naga village, displaying the Naga lifestyle. For camping, moderately furnished huts are available. The nearest railway station is Chonggajan, 43.2 kilometers. The nearest airport is Dimapur, 40.6 kilometers. Tufama Village, Odisha. The ideal season to visit is in November to February. The must-see tourist spots are Konark Sun Temple. It is a 13th century construction marvel built in the shape of a chariot with precision sculpture and beautiful architectural works, located at Konark. The nearest railway station is in Puri, 31 kilometers. The nearest airport is in Bhubaneswar, 64 kilometers. Jagannath Temple. Located on the eastern coast of Puri, it is a Vaishnava temple built during the 12th century. The nearest railway station is in Puri, 44 kilometers. The nearest airport is in Bhubaneswar, 60 kilometers. Puri Beach. One of the finest beaches on the Shore Bay of Bengal is famous for the annual Puri Beach Festival. The nearest railway station is Kurda Road Junction, 49 kilometers. The nearest airport is in Bhubaneswar, 60 kilometers. Lingaraja Temple. This Hindu temple is located in Bhubaneswar, with beautiful sculptural works built during the 12th century. The nearest railway station is in Bhubaneswar, 3 kilometers. The nearest airport is in Bhubaneswar, 1 kilometer. Nandankanan Zoological Park. The park is spread over 990 acres. Located in Bhubaneswar, established in 1960 and opened for the public in 1979, it is a zoo and botanical garden. The nearest railway station is in Berang, 1 kilometer. The nearest airport is in Bhubaneswar, 16 kilometers. Raghurajpur Artist Village. It is a traditional heritage village carrying the legacy of ancient culture and arts dating back to 5 BC. The nearest railway station is Kurda Road Junction, 39 kilometers. The nearest airport is in Bhubaneswar, 39 kilometers. Udayagiri Caves. Part of the caves is artificial and the remaining is natural, with lots of sculpture works dating back to the 2nd century BC. The nearest railway station is in Bhubaneswar, 6 kilometers. The nearest airport is in Bhubaneswar, 4 kilometers. Chilika Wildlife Sanctuary. Spread over 1,100 square kilometers, it receives more tourist attraction due to the presence of a large variety of birds, including migratory birds, and also includes 225 types of fish species. The nearest railway station is in Balugaon, 12 kilometers, and the nearest airport is in Bhubaneswar, 120 kilometers. Hirakud Dam. It is the largest earth dam in the world, built across Mahadani River, located 15 kilometers away from Sambalpur. The nearest railway station is on Bagar Road, 32 kilometers. The nearest airport is in Rourkela, 127.8 kilometers. Bitarkanika National Park. Extended over 672 square miles, the Bitarkanika National Park is a wild sanctuary and a home for various types of wild animals including saltwater crocodiles. The nearest railway station is in Bodrak, 70 kilometers. The nearest airport is in Bhubaneswar, 75 kilometers. Buddhist sites, Adayagiri. For history lovers and archaeologists, this is an ideal location where you can find a great reminiscence of Buddha complex, consisting of monasteries and stupas. The construction of the structure is dating back to the 7th and 12th century BC. The nearest railway station is Cuttack, 70 kilometers. The nearest airport is in Bhubaneswar, 90 kilometers. Punjab. The best season to visit is October to March. The must-see destinations are the Golden Temple. This temple is the holiest temple of Sikhism, located in Amritsar. Its original name is Sri Harmandir Sahib, but informally it's called the Golden Temple. The nearest railway station is Amritsar Junction, 1 kilometer. The nearest airport is Sri Guru Ram Das International Airport, 13 kilometers. Durjana Temple. It is also popular as Lakshmi Narayan Temple, a Hindu pilgrimage temple located in Amritsar. The nearest railway station is Amritsar, less than 1 kilometer. The nearest airport is in Jammu, 118 kilometers. Chatbur Zoo. Want to go for a lion safari and not look back? In the zoo, you can find different species of birds, animals, and reptiles. The nearest railway station is Chandigarh Junction, 17 kilometers. The nearest airport is in Chandigarh. Akal Takht, located in Amritsar. It is one holy pilgrimage center for Sikhs. Nearest railway station is in Amritsar, 1 kilometer. The nearest airport is in Jammu, 119 kilometers. Rajasthan. The best season to visit is November to February. The must-see locations are Jaipur. It is the pink city of India, established in the year 1727. The city built as per Vedic Vastu Shastra. The nearest railway station is on Murder Road, less than 1 kilometer. The nearest airport is in Jaipur, 11 kilometers. Udaipur. It is a lake city, built during 1553. It has a lot of palaces and is famous for architectural works. The nearest railway station is in Udaipur city, less than 1 kilometer. The nearest airport, Udaipur, 24 kilometers. Jodhpur. Located in the Thar Desert, it is famous for Murungar Fort, which is a museum that exhibits ancient weapons, cultural relics, paintings, etc. The nearest railway station is Jodhpur Junction, less than 1 kilometer. The nearest airport is in Jodhpur, 6 kilometers. Jaisalmer. The city is famous for yellow sandstone architecture works. Jaisalmer Fort, Royal Palace, and beautifully carved Jain temples are the main attraction. The nearest railway station is Jaisalmer, 1 kilometer. The nearest airport is Jodhpur, 275 kilometers. Bikaner. The city is famous for Junagarh Fort, a 16th century construction, which is now a museum. The nearest railway station is in Bikaner, 1 kilometer. The nearest airport is in Jodhpur, 195 kilometers. Mount Abu. It is a famous hill station located in the Aravalli Range. The nearest railway station is on Abu Road, 15 kilometers. The nearest airport is in Udaipur, 210 kilometers. Pushkar. The city is bordering with the Thar Desert, located on the banks of Pushkar Lake. You can find hundreds of beautifully constructed Hindu temples. The nearest railway station is in Ajmer, 11 kilometers. The nearest airport is in Jaipur, 140 kilometers. Chittorgarh. It is home to the largest fort in India and a UNESCO World Heritage Site. The nearest railway station is in Chittorgarh, 1 kilometer. The nearest airport is in Udaipur, 80 kilometers. Sikkim. The best season to visit is March to June and September to December. The must-see places are Gangtok. It is the capital of Sikkim and famous for the Himalayan Zoological Park, Deer Park, Ridge Park, Flower Show, etc. The nearest railway station is in Siliguri, 114 kilometers. The nearest airport is in Bagdogra, 120 kilometers. Yumthang Valley. The beautiful location is famous for its natural beauty. The nearest railway station is in Siliguri, 200 kilometers. The nearest airport is in Bagdogra. Pelling. It is a picturesque location and a favorite spot for trekking. The nearest railway station is in Jalpaiguri, 170 kilometers. The nearest airport is in Bagdogra, 160 kilometers. Ravangla. It is one of the lavish settlement areas in Sikkim. It is an incredibly beautiful location. The nearest railway station is in Siliguri, 103 kilometers. The nearest airport is in New Jalpaiguri, 110 kilometers. Chungthang. This is a great spot for adventure sports and also famous for whitewater rafting. The nearest railway station is in New Jalpaiguri, 139 kilometers. The nearest airport is in Bagdogra, 124 kilometers. Tamil Nadu. The best times to visit are January to March and July to September. The top tourist spots are Udi Botanical Gardens. The garden is spread over 22 hectares of land and was built in 1848. It has about 1,000 species of plants. The nearest railway station is Nilgiri Mountain Railway, 13 kilometers. The nearest airport is Calicut International, 88 kilometers. Mahabalipuram. Mahabalipuram is an ancient coastal town. You can find a lot of sanctuaries with beautiful sculptural works. The nearest railway station is Chengalpattu Junction, 29 kilometers. The nearest airport is Chennai, 40 kilometers. Kanyakumari. It is one of the popular tourist destinations in Tamil Nadu. Kanyakumari Temple, Viva Kannada Rock Memorial, Suchindram Temple, Padmanabhapuram Palace, and Thiruvallavar Statue are the famous tourist attraction centers. The nearest railway station is Kanyakumari Terminal. The nearest airport is at Trivandrum, 93 kilometers. Madurai. Madurai is a temple city. The famous tourist attractions are Meenakshi Amman Temple and Thirumalai Nayak Palace. The nearest railway station is Madurai Junction. The nearest airport is Madurai Airport. Vellore. The famous tourist attractions are Vellore Fort, Sri Lakshmi Golden Temple, Jalakanda Swarar Temple, Venubappu Observatory, and Yelagiri Hill Station. The nearest railway station is at Katpadi, 4 kilometers. The nearest airport is Vellore Airport, 8.8 kilometers. Kodaikanal. It is a hill station located 2,000 meters above sea level, consisting of lakes, waterfalls, granite cliffs, and evergreen forests. The nearest railway station is on Kodai Road, 80 kilometers. The nearest airport is at Madurai, 120 kilometers. Telangana. The ideal season to visit is October to March. The must-visit destinations are Charminar. The landmark archaeological marvel was built in 1591 CE. It is a mosque and a monument located in Hyderabad. The nearest railway station is Secunderabad Junction, 6 kilometers. The nearest airport is Rajiv Gandhi International Airport, 14 kilometers. Warangal. Warangal is a fast-growing city with lots of ancient temples. Some of them are Bhadrakali Temple, Thousand Pillar Temple, Ramappa Temple, Warangal Fort, Kakatiya Musical Garden, etc. The nearest railway station is in Warangal, 3 kilometers. The nearest airport is Warangal Airport, 12.6 kilometers from the city. Nizamabad. Important locations at Nizamabad are Nizamabad Fort, Pocharam Wildlife Sanctuary, Archaeological and Heritage Museum, Pochampad Dam, Nizam Sagar Dam, etc. The nearest railway station is Nizamabad Railway Station. The nearest airport is Rajiv Gandhi International Airport, 224 kilometers. Karimnagar. Important tourist attractions in Karimnagar are Elgandal Fort, Manthani Temples, Jagtial Fort, Rajiv Deer Park, etc. The nearest railway station is Karimnagar Railway Station. The nearest airport is Rajiv Gandhi International Airport, 164 kilometers. Mahbubnagar. It is the district headquarters of Mahbubnagar District and a popular tourist center. The important destinations are Jagalamba Temple, Pilamari Banyan Tree, Sri Ranga Nayaka Swami Temple, Farahabad, Gwadal Forest, etc. The nearest railway station is in Mahbubnagar. The nearest airport is Rajiv Gandhi International Airport, 87 kilometers. Tripura. The best season to visit is September to March. Some of the must-see visit spots are Nir Mahal Palace. This is a place built in the middle of the Lake Rudraskar by King Bir Bikram Kishore Debarman in 1930. The nearest railway station is at Tiliamura, 31 kilometers. The nearest airport is at Agartala, 53 kilometers. Jagannath Temple. This Hindu temple, built in the 19th century, has an exterior with a Persian architecture influence and an interior with Hindu religious sculptural works. The nearest railway station is Katakal Junction, less than 1 kilometer. The nearest airport is at Agartala, 46.8 kilometers. Ujjayanta Palace. It was a royal palace built in 1899, and today it is a state museum displaying cultural relics, tradition, and artifacts. The nearest railway station is Katakal Junction, 1 kilometer. The nearest airport is Agartala, 9 kilometers. Sipa Hijola Wildlife Sanctuary. Spread over 18.52 square kilometers, Sipa Hijola Wildlife Sanctuary is a splendid tourist destination with an artificial lake, zoological and botanical gardens. You can find wild animals including primates and different types of birds. Tripura Sundari Temple. It is one of the 51 holy temples as per Hindu mythology. The nearest railway station is in Gulsar, 38 kilometers. The nearest airport is in Agartala, 69.6 kilometers. Unakoti. It is famous for rock carvings and mural paintings dated back to the 17th century. Further, it is a Shaiva pilgrimage center. The nearest railway station is in Kumargat, 20 kilometers. The nearest airport is in Agartala, 178 kilometers. Uttar Pradesh. The best season to visit is October to March. Some of the must-visit places are the Taj Mahal, the ivory-white marble mausoleum built by the Mughal Emperor Shah Jahan in memory of his favorite wife Mumtaz, commissioned in the year 1632 and located in Agra. The nearest railway station is Agra Cantonment, 5 kilometers. The nearest airport is in Agra, 14.3 kilometers. Agra Fort. Agra Fort was the bastion of Mughal rulers and is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. The nearest railway station is Agra Fort. The nearest airport is Kharia Airport, 6.3 kilometers. Kashi Vishwanath Temple in Varanasi. Built in the year 1780 by Maharani Ahilyabai Holkar of Indore, it is one of the important religious centers for Hindus. The nearest railway station is in Varanasi, 4.3 kilometers. The nearest airport is in Varanasi, 21 kilometers. Chunar Fort. The fort has a history dated back to 56 BC, and it is in Mirzapur district. The nearest railway station is in Chunar, 2 kilometers. The nearest airport is in Varanasi, 36 kilometers. Ghats. Ghats are steps that are leading to the river Ganges, which are used for holy rituals and baths. There are 87 ghats in the city of Varanasi. Allahabad Museum. Established in the year 1931, it is a national museum displaying the art and cultural relics of ancient and modern India. The nearest railway station is Allahabad Junction, 2 kilometers. The nearest airport is in Varanasi, 102 kilometers. Fatehpur Sikri. Situated west of Agra, Fatehpur Sikri was built in the 16th century by Mughals. The nearest railway station is Bharatpur Junction, 23 kilometers. The nearest airport is in Kharia, 40 kilometers. Mathura. It is the birthplace of Lord Sri Krishna and is one of the most sacred places for Hindus. The nearest railway station is Mathura Junction. The nearest airport is in Kharia, 46 kilometers. Uttarakhand. The ideal season to visit is March to June and October to February. The must-visit destinations include Kedarnath. Kedarnath is famous for Kedarnath Temple, and the deity is Lord Shiva. It is located in the foothills of the Himalayas. The nearest railway station is in Rishikesh, 222 kilometers. The nearest airport is Jolly Grant Airport, Dehradun, 239 kilometers. Haridwar. It is a Hindu holy site with lots of bathing steps. The nearest railway station is Haridwar Junction. The nearest airport is Dehradun Airport, 26.95 kilometers. Nainital Zoo. The zoo is located 2,100 meters above sea level, and it is the highest altitude zoo in India. The zoo is home to many wild species, including endangered animals. You can find sambar, Bengal tigers, Himalayan bears, Tibetan wolves, and much more. The nearest railway station is in Kathgadam, 35 kilometers. The nearest airport is in Dehradun, 170 kilometers. Nainital Lake. It is the largest freshwater lake located at Nainital. The nearest railway station is at Kathgadam, 15 kilometers. The nearest airport is Pantnagar Airport in Kalsani, 39 kilometers. Mussoorie Adventure Park. The park is offering trekking, rock climbing, sky riding, paragliding, and many adventure leisure activities. The nearest railway station is Dehradun, 40 kilometers. The nearest airport is Jolly Grant Airport in Dehradun, 40 kilometers. Rishikesh. It is a Hindu spiritual location based in the foothills of the Himalayas, famous for yoga and meditation. The nearest railway station is in Rishikesh. The nearest airport is Jolly Grant Airport in Dehradun, 35 kilometers. Jim Corbett National Park. This is a wildlife sanctuary located in Nainital District. You can find many wild animals and birds, including those of endangered species. The nearest railway station is in Ramnagar, 12 kilometers. The nearest airport is in Phulbag, Pantnagar, 50 kilometers. West Bengal. The best season to visit is October to March. The must-see tourist destinations are Howrah Bridge. The British-era cantilever bridge across Hooghly River is an engineering marvel. The project started in 1935 and was commissioned in 1943. The nearest railway station is Howrah Junction, less than 1 kilometer. The nearest airport is Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose International Airport in Kolkata, 12 kilometers. Marble Palace. This neoclassical style grand marble palace was built in 1835 and is located in North Kolkata. The nearest railway station is in Paharpur, 6 kilometers. The nearest airport is Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose International Airport in Kolkata, 25 kilometers. Victoria Hall. The incredible marble structure built in the memory of Queen Victoria. The construction started in 1906 and finished in 1921. The nearest railway station is Howrah Junction, 9.6 kilometers. The nearest airport is Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose International Airport in Kolkata, 18 kilometers. Birla Industrial and Technological Museum. Established in 1959, it is the first science museum in India, exhibiting technologies related to metal, biotechnology, electricity, transport, television, mathematics, power, sky observation, and much more. One should not miss the regular shows on various subjects. The nearest railway station is Howrah Junction, 5.8 kilometers. The nearest airport is Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose International Airport, Kolkata, 15 kilometers. Kanchenjunga. It is the second highest mountain in Himalaya and the third highest mountain in the world. It is an ideal location for trekking. The nearest railway station is in New Jalpaiguri, 117 kilometers. The nearest airport is Bagdogra Airport, 222 kilometers. Padmaja Naidu Himalayan Zoological Park. The zoo is located 7,000 feet above sea level and is the highest altitude zoo in India. You can find here many rare breeds that live in alpine conditions. The nearest railway station is Siliguri Junction, 41 kilometers. The nearest airport, Paro Airport, Lachung, 122 kilometers. Union Territories of India. Andaman and Nicobar. The best season to visit is all season. The must-visit destinations are Cellular Jail National Memorial. It was a colonial-era prison in Port Blair, Andaman Island, used by the British to keep the political prisoners. Now it is a national memorial monument. The nearest airport is Veer Savarkar International Airport, Port Blair, 4 kilometers. The seaports are Chennai, Kolkata, and Visakhapatnam, 4 to 5 days. Havelock's Gem, Radhanagar Beach. The beach is consistently retaining its position as Asia's best beach and famous for the pristine beach and clear turquoise blue waters, located 41 kilometers northeast of Port Blair. Mount Harriet and Madhuban. 16-kilometer excellent trekking opportunity from Mount Harriet to Madhuban will be a pleasant experience. You can enjoy the natural flora and fauna on an elephant safari. Daman and Diu. The best season to visit is October to May. The must-visit places are Fort Jerome. The fort bears Portuguese construction style, and its walls are still intact even after 4 centuries. It is located in Nani Daman. The nearest railway station is in Valsad, 23 kilometers. The nearest airport is Chhatrapati Shivaji International Airport, 147 kilometers. Diu Fort. Portuguese built this fort during 1535 during their colonial rule. It is a popular tourist destination. The nearest railway station is in Varaval, 90 kilometers. The nearest airport is in Una, 12 kilometers. Zampa Gateway. It is a medieval construction built as an entrance to Diu. The walls of the structure are embellished with engravings of angels, priests, and lions. The nearest railway station is in Dalwada, 12 kilometers. The nearest airport, Diu Airport. Jampur Beach. This alluring beach is ideal for casual swimmers. The quiet beach is located on the south of Daman. The nearest railway station is in Valsad, 27 kilometers. The nearest airport is Chhatrapati Shivaji International Airport, 142 kilometers. Chandigarh. The best season to visit is August through November. The best tourist attractions of Chandigarh are Nek Chand's Rock Garden. Nek Chand, a government employee, built the rock garden secretly by using home and industrial waste in 1957. The garden consists of complete sculptures. The nearest railway station is in Chandigarh, 5 kilometers. The nearest airport is Chandigarh Air Force Base Station, 42 kilometers. Rose Garden. This is one of the largest botanical gardens, spread about 30 acres, and home to 1,600 different types of roses. The nearest railway station is in Chandigarh, 6 kilometers. The nearest airport is Chandigarh Air Force Base Station, 41 kilometers. The Cactus Garden. It has the largest collection of cacti, about 3,500 varieties, and is an attractive destination for plant enthusiasts. The nearest railway station is in Chandigarh, 2 kilometers. The nearest airport, Chandigarh Air Force Base Station, 36 kilometers. Pondicherry. The best times to visit are January to March and July to September. The must-visit places are Pondicherry Beach. There are four famous beaches in Pondicherry. Out of these, Promenade Beach has a 1.5-kilometer promenade ideal for walking along the beach. Similarly, Paradise Beach also has a beautiful walkway. Auroville and Serenity Beach are perfect for relaxation and basking in the sun. The nearest railway station is in Vilupuram. The nearest airport is in Chennai, 135 kilometers. Botanical Garden. The Botanical Garden is located on the southern side of the new bus stand. Built in 1826, the garden has many rare species of plants and flowers. The nearest railway station is in Vilupuram. The nearest airport is in Chennai, 135 kilometers. French War Memorial. Located on Gubert Avenue, the French War Memorial was built in 1971 as a commemoration of the soldiers who participated and lost their life in the First World War. The nearest railway station is in Puducherry, 1 kilometer. The nearest airport is in Chennai, 123 kilometers. Dadra and Nagar Haveli. The best season to visit is November through March. The must-see destinations are the Tribal Museum. This museum will give you an in-depth insight into the traditional lifestyle of the tribal community living in and around Dadra and Nagar Haveli. The handcrafts exhibited here will be a pleasant experience for you. The nearest railway station is in Valsad, 38 kilometers. The nearest airport is Chhatrapati Shivaji International Airport, 131 kilometers. Vanganga Lake Garden. The lake is 5 kilometers away from Silvassa, the capital city. The 7.58-hectare beautiful garden is a captivating experience, and it has wonderful retirement facilities. The nearest railway station is in Vapi, 17 kilometers. The nearest airport is Chhatrapati Shivaji International Airport. Silvassa Vasona Lion Safari. It is part of the 92-square-kilometer sprawling wildlife sanctuary of Dadra and Nagar Haveli. Tourists will have the opportunity for lion safari in a protected career vehicle. The nearest railway station is in Vapi, 13 kilometers. The nearest airport is Chhatrapati Shivaji International Airport. Swami Narayan Temple. This is a replica of Gandhi Nagar Akshardham Temple, located on the banks of Daman Ganga River. The grand splendor architectural works are a remarkable feast for the eyes. The nearest railway station is in Vapi, 18 kilometers. The nearest airport is Chhatrapati Shivaji International Airport, 157 kilometers. Lakshadweep. The best season to visit is October to May. The important things to do are coral reefs. Lakshadweep is the only coral island in India, located 220 to 240 kilometers away from the shore of Kerala. The islands consist of 36 coral islands. The islands have the finest virgin reefs with incredible diving locations. 220 to 240 kilometers by sea from Cochin, Kerala, India. The nearest airport is the Cochin Agati Helicopter Transfer. Scuba diving in Kalpeni Island. If you do not know how to scuba dive, don't worry. You will get a 20-minute training session to master the basic tricks of scuba diving. Then you may explore the marine world in its real terms. It's 220 to 240 kilometers by sea from Cochin, Kerala, India. The nearest airport is Cochin Agati Helicopter Transfer. Lighthouse Mini Koi. Built by the British in 1885, it is a 300 feet tall lighthouse in Mini Koi Island. It is 220 to 240 kilometers by sea from Cochin, Kerala, India. Nearest airport is Cochin Agati Helicopter Transfer. Delhi. The best season to visit is October to March. The must-visit places are India Gate. It is a war memorial built to commemorate 82,000 brave soldiers who laid down their lives during World War I. India Gate is located at the end of Rajpath. The nearest metro station is Central Secretariat, 2 kilometers. The nearest airport is Indira Gandhi International Airport, 13 kilometers. Red Fort. Built by Mughal Emperor Shah Jahan in 1639, it was the official residence of Mughal rulers until 1857. It is a declared UNESCO World Heritage Site. The nearest metro station is in Chandini Chowk, 1.5 kilometers. The nearest airport is Indira Gandhi International Airport, 16 kilometers. Akshardham Temple. Officially opened by Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam, the then Indian president in 2005, declared it a Hindu spiritual center, located on the banks of River Yamuna. It reflects the traditional Vedic architectural excellence. The nearest metro station is in Akshardham, 1.5 kilometers. The nearest airport is Indira Gandhi International Airport, 17 kilometers. Lotus Temple. The temple, replicated like a lotus, is a Baha'i sect's spiritual worship center. The nearest airport is Indira Gandhi International Airport, 15 kilometers. The nearest railway station is in H. Nizamuddin, 3 kilometers. Qutb Minar. The construction of the 73-meter adobe tower structure dated back to 1200 AD by Qutb al-Din Aibab, who established the Delhi Sultanate. The nearest metro is Qutb Minar Metro, 3 kilometers. The nearest airport is Indira Gandhi International Airport, 9 kilometers. Rashtrapati Bhawan. It is the official residence of the President of India, which was formerly the residence of the Viceroy of British India. The nearest metro is Central Secretariat, 1.4 kilometers. The nearest airport is Indira Gandhi International Airport, 10 kilometers. Chandni Chowk. It is one of the busiest marketplace and shopping paradises in Delhi, built in the 17th century by Mughal Emperor Shah Jahan under the architectural guidance of his daughter, Jahanara. The nearest metro is in Chandini Chowk. The nearest airport is Indira Gandhi International Airport, 14 kilometers. Historically important 20 locations in India. It will be a fascinating experience to run through the historically significant places in India at a glance. You will be able to find monuments, forts, and architectures all around the country. Some of the popular historical tourist destinations of India are as follows. 1. The Taj Mahal. Taj Mahal in Agra, Uttar Pradesh state, is the living epitome of the love of the Emperor Shah Jahan for his wife, Mumtaz. It is one among the seven wonders of the world and is one of the most famous tourist destinations in the world. The highlighted attraction is the nighttime show. One should not miss watching. You will have excellent proximity to the sport. It is closed on Fridays. Entry fee is ₹40 per adult Indian and for foreigners ₹1,000. Children under 15 years old are free. The visiting time is from sunrise to sunset. The distance from New Delhi Airport is about 204 kilometers. The distance from Agra Airport is 12.5 kilometers. The nearest railway station is Agra Cantonment Railway Station, 9.5 kilometers. Enough taxi and bus services are available from the city and the suburbs. Number 2. Qutb Minar. Qutb Minar in Delhi is the historical site of the first Muslim kingdom in North India. It is a living example of Muslim architecture. Qutb Minar is built with red adobe. You can see Quran carvings on the walls. You can reach Qutb Minar via Delhi Metro from any metro station and get off at Qutb Minar Metro Station. Metro services are available from Central Secretariat to Gurgaon. Various bus services are also available to the destination. The entry fee is Rs. 30 for Indians, and for foreigners it's Rs. 500 per adult. Visiting hours are from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. The nearest railway station is Qutb Minar Metro Station, 2.2 kilometers. The nearest airport is Delhi Airport, 12.4 kilometers. Number 3. Red Fort. The Red Fort in Delhi is one of the top heritage sites of India, built by Mughal Emperor Shah Jahan in a span of 9 years. It is a huge complex of palaces, mosques, and halls, and most of the areas are presently used as museums. The entry fee is Rs. 10 for Indians, and for foreigners it's Rs. 250 per adult. The entry is free for children under 15 years of age. Video coverage charges is Rs. 25 additional. The hours are from 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and they are closed on Mondays. The nearest railway station is Chandni Chowk Metro, 1.5 kilometers. The nearest airport is Delhi Airport, 18.7 kilometers. Number 4. Agra Fort. Agra Fort in Uttar Pradesh is a monument that talks about the great Mughal era built by Emperor Akbar and has two designer gates, the Delhi Gate and the Amar Singh Gate. The entry fee is Rs. 40 per locals and Rs. 550 for foreigners. The distance is 5 kilometers from Agra Domestic Airport. The hours are from sunrise to sunset. The nearest railway station is Agra Fort, 0.9 kilometers. The nearest airport is Agra Airport, 3.8 kilometers. Number 5. Humayun's Tomb. It is a Mughal-era garden tomb located in Delhi, built by Hamida Banu Begum in the memory of her husband Humayun in the 15th century. It is a blend of Indo-Persian architectural works with marvelous domes and gardens. The entry fee is Rs. 40 for Indians and Rs. 510 for foreigners. The hours are from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and they are closed on Fridays. The nearest railway station is Jor Bagh Metro Station, 3.5 kilometers. The nearest airport is Delhi International Airport, 19 kilometers. Number 6. Fatehpur Sikri. It was the Mughal capital during Akbar's ruling. It was built in the 15th century. The complex has a mosque, palaces, living quarters for the ruler, armory battery barracks, and much more. The entry fee is Rs. 40 for locals and 510 for foreigners. They are open from sunrise to sunset, and they are closed on Fridays. The nearest railway station is Fatehpur Sikri Railway Station, less than 1 kilometer. The nearest airport is Agra, 31.9 kilometers. Number 7. Hawa Mahal. Hawa Mahal in Jaipur, Rajasthan state, is like a crowning glory to the city. The Palace of Winds is a 5-story palace that once belonged to the Rajput dynasty. The Mahal is pyramid-shaped and has 953 windows decorated with intricate lattice designs. Jaipur has excellent connectivity with Delhi. You can fly from Delhi to Sanginar Airport. From Sanginar Airport, you can take the train, bus, or taxi to Hawa Mahal. The entry fee is Rs. 10 for Indians and Rs. 50 for foreigners. The hours are from 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The nearest metro station is Murta Junction Station, 1 kilometer. The nearest airport is Sanginar Airport, 11 kilometers. Number 8. Khajuraho Temples. Khajuraho Temples in Madhya Pradesh is one of the popular tourist destinations where you can find various ancient fine arts. The construction goes back to the Chandala dynasty and depicts spiritual teachings, scriptures, royalty, and erotic art. Khajuraho has an excellent rail, road, and airway connectivity. The entry fee is Rs. 10 for locals and 250 for foreigners. Fees are applicable for main temples. The rest are free entry. The hours are from sunrise to sunset. Domestic airport Khajuraho is about 2 kilometers from the city. Khajuraho Railway Station is 5 kilometers away from town. Number 9. The Gateway of India. The Gateway of India is the Taj Mahal of Mumbai. It is an iconic entry point built during the time of British rule by using yellow basalt and latticework decorations. There is no entry fee, and the nearest railway station is Chhatrapati Shivaji Terminal. It is easily reachable by local and suburban electric trains. There is a daily and hourly trip available to Elephanta Island. There are well-connected road, rail, and airway services. The nearest airport is Chhatrapati Shivaji International Airport, Mumbai, 26 kilometers. Number 10. Ajanta and Ellora Caves. Ajanta and Ellora Caves, located in Aurangabad, Maharashtra state, is a beautiful example of rock carving art. You can find here 29 caves carved with beautiful paintings and scriptures. The works of three religions, Buddhism, Hinduism, and Jainism, can be found in the caves. The entry fee is Rs. 10 for locals and 250 for foreigners. There is free admission on Fridays. They are closed on Mondays and Tuesdays. The nearest airport is